This is a dictation for patient follow-up visit. Christine Reyes, CHRISTINE REYES, date of birth 10-2-1972, date of accident 11-9-2020, date of service is 2-1-2022. Ms. Christine Reyes is suffering from an ongoing pain in both shoulders, both elbows, lower back, neck, and she has been undergoing extensive physical therapy. All of her symptoms are reported to be emanating from an automobile accident that occurred on 11-9-2020. In this accident, patient car was rear-ending at a intersection light. She was a driver restrained, leading to headache and symptoms of TBI with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and neck pain with radiculopathy to right arm and weakness of the muscle weakness of the right arm and pain in the lower back. The patient has was initially seen on 4-14-2021, and the year of physical therapy is helping her 50%. She reports that when she has extreme physical therapy and exercise, she is feeling a clicking and severe pain in the left sacroiliac joint mainly, which is getting stiff. She has also not done chiropractic acupuncture that was recommended to her, and she has improvement in both the shoulder joints. The pain level is now 2 or 3, it's rapidly improving. Although she reports that she can only do abduction of both the shoulder up to 90 degrees, but she's getting extensive physical therapy and also home therapy. Elbow pain is also reasonable. All of the pains are less than 4, with an 80% improvement in all the symptoms. She's also undergoing a traumatic brain diagnostics of MI consultation with Dr. Matthew Holzman, HOLZMAN, MD. And she recently had a scan there for which I am not aware. She has also provided a referral for Dr. Ramakrishna, spine surgeon, to review the cervical spine, lumbar spine MRI, and investigate the possibility of any surgical cure. So far, the patient has not been able to see Dr. Ramakrishna, and alternatives were given to her, including Dr. Priebel, who is extremely great for cervical disc replacement only. At this time, patient is stable, and she has ADLs that are affected in the sleep, which is 6. Other ADLs are not affecting her. She has improved 80%. In the system review, in neurology and psych, positive symptoms are difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, anxiety, depression, panic, denies any headache, vision disturbance, or dizziness, vertigo. She denies any blackout, fainting, or seizures. She denies any loss of memory, loss of focus. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right knee and neck and lower back, shoulder on both sides, and stiffness in the shoulder and lower back with numbness and clicking and grinding. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level and no changes in the obvious medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medication is Percocet. And substance abuse, patient is using marijuana for help with the pain. Various compliance history, patient reports full compliance with the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 145 over 84, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 12-7-2021, dictation number 1207-022. And also, maybe January 4th, 2022, dictation number 0105-067. Plan of care is the treatment. Plan will be the same and diagnosis are the same. We will continue focusing on a surgical consultation with Dr. Ramakrishna, neurological consultation with Dr. Holzman, and continue the injections to sacroiliac joint bilaterally to help with the patient, as well as possibly to the left shoulder. And hopefully the patient will get better without surgery. Be re-seen in 30 days' time. Only in the left shoulder, she has a subacromial person, AC joint hypertrophy, for which appropriate injections can be given. Thank you.